This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Go with another hour of conversation on the Duggars Good Day program, 7 after the hour. I'm here with Jay Kirshner to understand what's going on around the world. Here are some things as we think about how we are helping our infants grow, how we get life to be good for them. There's the story of a husband and wife team from Oregon that have designed baby shoes that melt in the water. Okay, I don't know if the world is crying for this, but maybe this is a good thing for Shark Tank or something. The shoes are made out of a silky fabric, Jay. It's kind of water-soluble plastic, in a way. It covers cosmetic products, pill coatings, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But now they're using it for these infant shoes. They're called
like a silky feel.
Yeah, Woolly Bubs. $34 for the small ones, $40 for the bigger ones. Jesse Milliken and his wife Megan took pains to ensure that just because they dissolve in water doesn't mean that they're fragile.
Right, yeah. Because babies, they chew on their feet and they chew on shoes, and they're not just going to think it's splashy or whatever. They have to be fully submerged for a length of time before they start breaking down. But this time they had three kids, and they felt like all of these baby shoes, because kids grow so fast, that all of these baby shoes were just ending up in landfills. But it also doesn't take away the hand-me-down. So if one baby wears it and then the next sibling, they can still wear it. So they're sturdy enough to go through two different babies, two toddler infancies, but then you can toss them into the water and they'll break down.
Is your Mac eligible for these? Is he beyond the size, or could he use?
Yeah, he's beyond the size now.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Jasper, my 8-month-old grandson, my other grandson, Brendan's son, and how as babies, I was thinking about what was visually in my head about babies and their feet and putting these baby shoes on the feet of the babies. I'm thinking about Jasper, who's now reaching out. Now, you remember this? Any of us who have had children remember when the children are discovering themselves. They discover that their fingers and arms and hands are all attached. They can move. They know they're moving them. That's a great thing when they understand that they are, that what these things are in front of them are part of them. They can move their fingers, and they discover their toes and their feet. And, of course, they all want to suck on all of that stuff. I know that's what Jasper's going. This everything. Suck on everything.
Oh, and then so, the teeth start coming in, and then they need to chew on it.
Yeah, right.
Soothing their gums.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So this is great. Entrepreneurialism, I'll bet they'll find their way into Shark Tank at one point in time or another. Everybody that's doing things like this sooner or later shows up on Shark Tank. They get some support. It's probably a good business for somebody to be in. I'm trying to think of which one of the people, what's the QVC lady's name? I never can remember her name. Laura? Is it Laura?
I don't watch the show.
You don't?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
If it's not scripted, I'm not interested.
Really? Huh. That's very interesting, because reality TV is big time now, as we all know, because it's cheap to produce and people seem to find. Well, I thought you liked Dancing with the Stars, though.
No. Nope.
Don't you?
No. Nope.
You don't? Oh. It's all the other girls who like to.
I'm not into any of the reality, the celeb reality, the competition stuff. I watch Jeopardy. Does that count? Is that in the realm of reality? It's not exactly scripted.
I didn't realize that Mialim, however she pronounced her name,
Mayim Bialik,
was in that other show, The Big Brother, not Big Brother. What's the?
The Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never watched that show.
Oh, she was fantastic. That was such a. I loved that show.
Yeah, that's where she was. But she's an accomplished actress.
Oh, yes.
that she's the Jeopardy co-host.
She got her big original notoriety with Blossom from the 90s. Was that the early 90s, late 80s maybe, with Joey Lawrence? And that was a fun show. TGIF, every Friday night.
Okay, here's the story of a woman in Florida who's been caught on video holding a pitchfork and a whip.
Hey.
During a rainstorm, kind of bizarre. Why would you hold
it? Sound like the premise of the beginning of a music video?
Well, I don't know. I don't watch music videos. It sounds like that. There's a play on this. There's a Norman Rockwell picture with a farmer holding a pitchfork. He and his wife. And I forgot what the name of the picture is.
Oh, right. Not scrutiny, but is it his wife or is it his daughter? It has people torn of who it is.
His wife. But it's a farm thing. I remember when my children were younger, I stood in front of the barn with a pitchfork and the two kids around me just as a kind of a, my own version of that song, of that picture. And I can't remember what it's called. Somebody will get it. Somebody will send it to us. Social media, Facebook, and Instagram. The farmer's what?
Something. In the Dell?
No. All right. Farmer in the Dell. Farmer in the Dell. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day on Air. Share, if you remember, this is on the tip of my tongue.
American Gothic.
That's what it's called. You got it. Thank you. All right. So anyway, this woman is in front of a public supermarket. She's trying to sell teddy bears. Huh?
Yeah, apparently she went in and was trying to sell teddy bears at the checkout, and they were like, no. And then she had a whip in one hand and a pitchfork in the other, and a police officer arrives, and she points the whip at them, and then kind of like turns and walks away. And
it's gotta be nuts.
They feel like she was not sober.
Well, okay. That could be. I'd say that alcohol could have been involved in something like that.
I believe the quote was highly intoxicated on some sort of stimulant drug.
Yeah. So the troopers take her into custody. And then what happens to somebody like that? They sober up and they let him out of jail? She's been charged with what? Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon? And so...
Well, an EMS who arrived said she did not need to go to the hospital. But she was also saying that she felt no pain anymore and God was in control. So it makes you wonder, was this specifically drugs? How do they differentiate in the middle of somebody who is possibly on drugs? How do they differentiate a mental breakdown versus drugs?
Good question. That's a very good question. Yep, very good question. In a moment, how is inflation affecting your life? And the reality of inflation, how, never mind, it's in fact, well, in addition to affecting, I shouldn't say never mind, in addition to affecting your life, how is it affecting the lives of people around you? How is it affecting people's lives all around the world? We'll talk about that after this.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
16 past the hour, inflation. Most of the time we think about that, Jay, the word inflation is something we connect to money. Although, and that's kind of where we are right now. What does it cost to buy things? What does it cost to go places? What does it cost to do things? And how much more is it here? Then it might be the same thing if we're going to the movies in England, for example. Or are we, you know, whatever it is that we're doing with our money, are we uniquely feeling it here? And the answer is no, we aren't. Everywhere around the world is feeling the crunch of what started as the war in Ukraine. And then it spread, that whole disease, if you will, of inflation started there. But it's not just all about the war. There are a lot of other things going on right now, including the amount of money that governments like ours spent during the pandemic that we have to figure out how to pay back in some way, shape, or form. And so with all the governments around the world trying to figure this out, you see inflation rates pretty much consistently. If you look, the only place that I'm looking at that doesn't seem to have a crazy inflation rate is Japan. But if you look at Europe, look at Canada, Mexico, the U.S., the European Union, actually the inflation rate in Europe is higher than it is here in America by almost a point. But in Japan, they're down around 2% inflation.
Oh,
so how the heck is that happening? 9.1% over last month and last year here in America. And so I was nosing around what is going on. The European Union is something whenever I think European Union, I think of England, but of course England's not in it anymore. And then what goes on with members of the European Union? The lady who is the Prime Minister of Estonia, one of the former USSR countries, her name is Kaja Kallas. And I'm quite intrigued. I just learned about her the other day. She is, again, she, unusual for this neck of the woods to have a woman be the prime minister. But she is very smart, a lawyer by trade. She is very popular among her people, if that's what you, I don't know, how do you refer to her? The people that live in Estonia. If you don't know, Eastern Europe, Estonia, Latvia, Poland, all those are countries that are on the west side of the former USSR. And she had some very interesting things to say in an interview about the Russians and what's going on. She has some turmoil in her own government and having to deal with that because there are some pro-Russia members of their parliament, can you imagine? She said the fundamental mistake that's being made here was actually made after the Second World War, which I thought was pretty interesting. The Nazi crimes were condemned, and people were sent to jail, and they were killed. But after Nazism came communism, and the communists continued to commit crimes, and they were never punished. So right now, she says, what's going on in the USSR is a strong revival of Stalinism. Which is, when I think about it, yeah, that is what's going on. Stalin did exactly what Putin is doing right now. And so with the country of Estonia on its own now, after the breakup of the USSR, they're sort of next in line, or could be next in line, for an attack from Putin. And she wants the world to know what her country is all about and how progressive it is. And if you listen and watch her, you can understand that they are. She's right about communism. Who's taking these people to task? Pretty good question, right? 21 after the hour.
Hey, Tebow Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay, I'm offended. I find... I'm on a website and I'm being pitched women's bras by women who are scantily clad with all kinds of paisley-colored bras. I find it offensive.
I find paisley offensive, too. I'm right there with you, sir.
All right, so we've got that taken care of. Here's Britney's comeback. She's recorded a duet with Elton John. Do we have a copy of this? Has it been released yet?
It has not been released at this time, but apparently she met up with him and was doing a secret recording session, which was not so secret because she's Britney Spears and apparently cannot do anything under secrecy because she's so highly watched. That's going to be difficult. When you think about it, for a lot of celebrities who are just so in the public eye and maybe they don't want to be as much, to not even know who you can trust in your own camp, that's just...
So how did this come about? Did Elton John call her
or she called Elton John? Elton John had the idea that he wanted to do a Tiny Dancer with Britney, reached out to her, and they'd met a while back at an award show or an event or something, because let's be real, he's Elton John, she's Britney Spears, of course they met somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, right.
And he wanted to do it, and she was like, of course. And she finally started teasing her, not teasing her voice, but she finally started sharing her voice again on social media. She did this kind of darker, smoky rendition of Hit Me Baby One More Time, and she had said that she's ready to get back onto the music scene, that she's been wanting to. I think her last single was in 2016.
Wow.
So long ago.
So this song, I'm trying to remember, didn't Elton John do Tiny Dancer? Wasn't that one of his singles?
Tiny Dancer is one of his big hits.
Mm-hmm. So
it's considered one of the greatest songs of all time. I think it was number 47 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. That was released in 2021.
So when is this supposed to be released now that it's been recorded?
We will find out.
No, so we don't know the answer to that.
We do not have that yet. That hasn't been made public knowledge at this time.
All right, here's another pop music superstar, Adele. She's announced new dates, so she is going to be in Las Vegas.
Yes,
is it at the same place?
The way she wants it to be.
Yeah, right. Weekends with Adele. Okay.
Yeah. Yep, at Caesar's Palace, and it was already supposed to be the 24 rescheduled performances, and she's adding a few more to that list. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The residency will run until March 25th, kicks off this fall, 32 total performances.
So she's getting paid $1 million for each performance. Is that true? I heard that I heard that. I wonder if that's true.
I didn't see that anywhere.
Well, that's...
Dang.
You don't look in the same place as I look there, kid. It wouldn't be the first time that somebody's... Elvis used to get paid, like, super amounts of money when he was in Las Vegas. Who are some of the other... Well, Elton John. Well, yeah, I think he got $1 million.
Oh, probably.
For Celine Dion.
A big one there.
Yeah, Celine Dion was a big attraction in Las Vegas. Think about some of the big super... When Frank Sinatra and those guys used to go over to Las Vegas just for fun. And they'd fill up whatever places. Yeah. Okay, so good.
Or like, Adele. Hey, I happen to be in the area. Can I perform?
Yeah.
Jump on stage.
Right, exactly. Yeah, here I am. I bet the boss got that kind of dough, too, for appearing there. All right, food for thought. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A special Indiana General Assembly committee met for more than 4 hours on Monday to discuss Senate Bill 1, which would prohibit abortion unless the procedure was necessary to prevent a substantial permanent impairment to the life of the mother. A final vote on SB 1 is scheduled for Friday. As the Senate will vote this week on funding domestic computer chip manufacturing in the United States, Monday, Intel said it had a deal to manufacture chips for Taiwanese smartphone chip designer MediaTek. IBM is flying in more than 60 executives to D.C. this week to meet with lawmakers and stress the importance of passing the legislation.
We're here today to talk about the importance of passing the CHIPS for America Act to strengthen our national and economic security.
President Biden had a virtual meeting with CEOs and labor leaders this week to discuss the importance of passing the CHIPS Act. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former President Trump campaign advisor Dick Morris on Newsmax announced if President Trump is reelected in 2024, there are reports he's going to once and for all drain the swamp of deep state career government officials.
That's been a historical tension in American politics. All officials used to be appointed. Andrew Jackson set that precedent. He said, they elected me president, so I should fill the administration with people who will do my policies. And then when that system became too corrupt, they replaced it in 1882 with the civil service system. But the problem is now the civil service marches to its own drummer. Yeah. Bill Clinton said it best. He said it's like running a cemetery. You have 1,000 people under you, but nobody listens to you.
Russian-controlled lands in Ukraine have banned Google and YouTube, charging the company with inciting terrorism. This follows the ban of most Western social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook in May, leaving Ukrainians in Russian-occupied territories almost entirely limited to government-controlled Russian propaganda. India's 5G cell phone race kicked off Monday. A total of 72 gigahertz of 5G spectrum will be auctioned for the winning bids, which will retain the rights for 20 years. In total, the four bidders have put up an equivalent of $2.7 billion in money, the mandatory sum required to confirm a contract. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
The Velvet, well, I saw this and I'm trying to figure it out. $15 for a Velveeta martini on the menu at restaurants all across the country called a Veltini. Velveeta cheese in a martini? Blech.
I know, it sounds so gross, right?
It really does sound terrible. Awful.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back into the conversation at 34 at the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Going back to a few things that we've been talking about here, inflation and how it is impacting the world, and then the business about Ukraine, how the real inflation started with the invasion, but then there are other things. Well, maybe it didn't start there. It started with the pandemic, and then it's just grown. How we responded to any number of things that we, you go one way or the other, and that predicates their decisions that have been made that will affect our lives for years and years and years. One of them was how we reacted to the pandemic, to the flu. We way overcooked that. It destroyed lots of lives, lots of businesses, and in my mind, the whole thing was pretty unnecessary. It could have been handled a lot better, but we are now becoming products of our own emotions. Everything is about emotion.
Yes, and it felt like that was what initiated so much of the divisiveness, whether wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, vaccinated or not being vaccinated, all of that. Yeah. And then it rolls into all of the things we're dealing with currently, where tensions were so, already just so high.
Well, that's why I go back to this lady who's the prime minister of Estonia, what she said about Stalinism and how communism has not ever really been held in check, like the Nazis, the problems of Nazism, that was held in check. But we have the same aggressiveness going on now with the same kind of character, Putin, as was Stalin, and Hitler, and how many other countless despots have we seen that try to take over the world? So some of the comments on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day On Air, a fellow named Ted said, it's refreshing to hear a politician speak from an historic perspective and not just whatever they think is good for them. Seems these days most politicians in our country have little systemic memory beyond the last 10 to 15 years. What she said is correct about Stalin, Nazism, that sort of thing. And there's a lot of reference to Reagan and what was going on. Here's a fellow named Izzy, who says Reagan didn't destroy the USSR. He made a speech at the Berlin Wall, but the USSR destroyed itself from inside. It was rotten to the core. It couldn't hold on just using force to countries like Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine, Eastern European countries. So there's something to be said for that. At any rate, there are a lot of causes for the inflation that we're talking about and the situation in the world. So let's fast forward. Let's move beyond what the problem is and try to figure out what to do. What are you doing in your life? How there are two aspects to this, Jay. It's how it's affecting you, and then what are you doing about it? And so here we go. Some of the causes have to do with government, that's for sure. Government spending. We're out of control spending here, but so are other governments around the world. Spend, spend, spend. Tax, tax, tax. People are beginning to resent the fact that they don't have the kind of money that they would like to enjoy their lives. They work hard, and it all goes now to the tax man. And that's not just tax the rich stuff. It's just tax, 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 spend, 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 give, give, give. And the cost of borrowing money is going up. You know that if you're trying to get a mortgage for a house or you're buying a car or whatever your needs are. If you're borrowing money, you know that it is not easy to borrow money. Not like it was a couple of years ago. And so that will keep the demand from going higher. Maybe that's a good thing. I guess the causes, okay, so we know what the causes are. And then, so what do we do? What do you do? What are you thinking about? What's varying? Yesterday we were talking about people not wanting to fly, they're going to drive their cars. That's nonsense. That's foolish.
Yeah.
It really is.
But the reasoning, like to save on emissions and minimize your carbon footprint.
Yeah,
and
right.
Meanwhile, are you carpooling?
Yeah. Yeah. Or are you minimizing the trips that you have out and about? Or at this time of year, you just want to get in your car and drive somewhere of an evening after you've had your dinner. I'm going to get in the car and I'm going down to the ice cream joint to get an ice cream. Are we supposed to feel guilty about that? Depending on who you listen to, yeah. But, what do we do? What's the intelligent way to handle this? I think that's where the problem comes in, because unless you really curtail your spending, well, first of all, everybody has to kind of agree that there's a problem and they want to do something about it. But a lot of people don't. They keep living their lives the way they do because that's the way I want to live my life. So what I'm saying is that the solutions are not as simple as you might think. The prices are soaring everywhere. And so you have to decide whether, do you want to, what's your priority? Eating, right? Having clothing? being able to sleep in a comfortable bed, right? Having a roof over your head. Those are what's imperative, and that's where you start. And then where do you go from there? How do you, I want to go on a vacation. I want to go bowling. I took my grandson to the putt-putt the other day. It was $18. Right? I can't imagine that places like that are doing really well, because that's such a discretionary $18 to spend. But the place was loaded. It was full. Middle of the day, hot day. And there were about 20 people on this little putt-putt course. They'd all paid $18, and it takes about an hour to go through it. So 18 times 20 is 16, what is that, $160. $160 times 10 hours, that's $1,600 a day to run a little putt-putt. That's probably a pretty good business to be in. And so you understand what I'm saying? There's a reflection here. And whether or not the reflection helps you, do you really, somebody else needs to pay more taxes. And that doesn't work either. These people just keep spending money. It's like they're addicts. People in Washington are like addicts. They just keep spending.
Mm-hmm. Shopaholics.
Right. All right. So we have monkeypox to deal with. I have a couple of things from Dr. Ken. As a matter of fact, when Dr. Jack joins us later on, I'm going to ask him the same thing. I believe this monkeypox thing is another creation of the minds at CNN and the New York Times, and it is meant to scare the hell out of you when, in fact, it's not a problem at all. So let's talk about that after this.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keefe's can help you change that. Keefe's has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keefe's physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keefe's is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keefe's doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen.
All right, 44 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A lot of incoming University of Michigan medical school students, say that fast, medical school students, walked out of a keynote speaker's address yesterday. This was a pro-life speaker, Dr. Christian Collier, assistant professor of medicine at the University of Michigan, took the stage to address the new students in their ceremony, starting college. And so
this is their white coat ceremony, and the address didn't have anything to do about pro-life or pro-choice or abortion or Roe v. Wade, nothing like that. It's just that Dr. Christian Collier's stance is pro-life, and the students tried to get her to not be the keynote speaker, and the president of the school was like, no, there needs to be different points of views, and you don't have to agree with everybody, but there needs to be different points of views anyway. And again, she wasn't even addressing anything. anything about pro-life or Roe v. Wade, but the students had already planned that they were going to protest the mere fact that she was their keynote speaker and walked out. This is a big moment in their lives. This is the white coat ceremony.
Well, how is it that because somebody has a point of view that's different from yours, why do these people get shut down or shouted down on college campuses, where there are a lot of people who have a liberal point of view, don't have any, I have a lot of liberal points of view, but a point of view, doesn't make any difference what it is, but it seems to happen more in this scenario where someone who comes in that is, let's say, anti-gun control. I mean, pick an issue, any issue. And so their point of view is well known, and the students, how is this an education by not allowing someone to present another point of view? Even in this case, there wasn't even a point of view presented.
Exactly.
You're guilty because you have thoughts? What kind of education is that?
Or the fact that you can't even have a conversation on other topics just because there's this one topic that you know you disagree on. A lot of people have lost relationships and friendships because of this, because of the fact that with the inability to have a conversation around anything other than what it is they strongly disagree.
Right. Yeah. So this is bad. This isn't America.
It's sad. It's so sad.
It is. It's not appropriate. So anyway, what happened? Did she finish her keynote address?
Yeah.
Students walked out, right?
Yeah, there were many students and even their families that got up and left, but there were still a lot of people that were there. And she even, ahead of the event, she even thanked her supporters and those who encouraged her and helped her prepare for this speech.
Yeah. Well, it bothers me that this sort of thing happens, but it does happen. Here's the story of a 100-pound sailfish stabbing a woman. What was this woman doing? She was impaled.
She was on a boat. The sailfish leaped from the ocean onto a fishing boat, impaled her right in her leg. She didn't even have time to react.
So what did they do to the shellfish? Shoot it? They caught it and brought it home for dinner? What'd they do?
It's mounted on the wall.
Yeah, right. And that's what, by the way, a lot of people who have these fish, and that's what this is, a big fish, mm-hmm. a sailfish.
A trophy fish, yeah.
It has a big, long, real long, I guess it looks like it's a big bone that sticks out of its nose, mm-hmm. right? I mean, how
it has like its own
awkward.
Sword.
Yeah, it's a sword. That's
it
right.
It was caught on a line by a fisherman who was on board, mm-hmm. but it rather than trying to swim away and having to be reeled in, it charged the boat. Came out of water.
I didn't realize these things could swim this fast. 68 miles an hour?
Oh, yeah. Aren't they like one of the fastest animals in the ocean?
Yeah, apparently. 100-pound fish look pretty good on somebody's wall. By the way, when you walk into somebody's house and you see the head of a deer on the wall, or you see the head of some animal, a tiger, what do you think?
I can't say I've ever walked into a house with a head of a tiger on the wall, but I have seen many deer or fowl. I actually don't think twice about it. I don't think one way or the other. I'm not a hunter. I love deer. I think they're so beautiful, but I'm a live and let live kind of person. Or, not in that case. That's a bad quote. To each their own, I guess.
Well, yeah, I think about life, though, and how these things, the people think that it is something that's okay to kill something else.
When it's
true. Yeah. 10 before the hour here.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Good Day Health on the air. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Calitrin, the instant, well, it's not really instant, it's a 90-day program that actually I've stayed on for 5 years because I like what this all-natural product does for me. Jack, you and I have talked about crash diets and drugs that people, you're with me 100% when it comes to the natural way of doing things. Excuse me. And this is a way for you to support your body, to support your physical health the natural way. Yes, you should eat well. Yes, you should pay attention to what Jack and Ken tell you about what you eat. Does my voice sound like it's cracking? It sure feels like it. Man, the allergies. This is about, Jack, how's my voice sound? You're the doctor.
Just a hair. It sounds like it's tired or it needs some water.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Calitrin at toploss.com, a fabulous way for you to support your body's need to have the right body mass index, to have the right weight. The culture of Calitrin is based on aloe vera, collagen protein, and digestive enzymes that help to restore your body's strength. This is the nutritional way to do it and to keep the weight off. All right, so anyway, and rather than prolong this with my voice, I go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug for free shipping, and also the special Dog Days of Summer sale. So here we are with monkeypox. 300,000 monkeypox vaccine doses are supposed to be headed toward New York. There are a lot of people, and I'm one of them, who think that we have another New World Order pawn. We're being used mm-hmm. here. This is a sleight of hand. The number of people who have monkeypox is minimal. This is so dangerous from the point of view of taking. I was talking yesterday, Jack, whether you may or may not have heard me, about the guy at CNN who is in charge of their technical department said that they always are looking to instill the next fear, and climate change is the next thing, but monkeypox is here as well. So what is monkeypox? How is it that we're being scared? Because there's nothing in my mind to be scared of, is there?
Well, there's few things. Well, absolutely, unless you're homosexual.
Okay.
Because the highest rates right now, monkeypox, California, New York, Illinois, because of the rates of homosexuality that exist in those states. It's well established that monkeypox is being spread by members of the gay community. Yet there's so few outlets out there covering that fact. And I'm not trying to demonize any community, not at all. It's just to assure people who are not members of that community that these things are not nearly as scary as they would have you believe. Cases are, ironically enough, very high in Florida, because cities like Miami and Orlando have big homosexual communities, and this is largely spread through direct contact with the infectious rash or the scabs or the body fluids, respiratory secretions, during prolonged face-to-face contact, intimate physical contact, kissing, cuddling, sex. So the average heterosexual, which is, 95% of the population, is not in danger. But now the WHO, the World Health Organization, is coming out and saying, well, you know, we think it might be spread through the air. No, it's not an airborne disease. Oh, no, maybe it can be. I mean, this is changing science once again because they have millions upon millions of doses of smallpox vaccine that is still sitting there on the shelves that haven't been used because there's no smallpox left out on the planet. And they said the smallpox vaccine can be used in place of the monkeypox vaccine. Mm-hmm. So pathological liars can never keep their story straight. But when the WHO comes out, starts saying, well, maybe science hasn't been correct in the past. Maybe it's not just spread through fluid contact. Maybe it can be airborne.
Maybe.
Exactly.
And the Chinese control the World Health Organization, so why would you believe anything that they say? I was noticing that the monkeypox was discovered among monkeys who were given the polio vaccine.
And now they're starting to say in a couple of places around the country, polio might be reemerging once again. So scare, just like you were saying before I said my piece. Scare the people, because loving them isn't going to sell anything, but scaring them to death will.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, an important part of Good Day Health here at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.